Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, August 27th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We share this message and prepare it on a wonderfully beautiful Monday morning here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, after about a week of rainy, dreary weather. It's a real wonderful break. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and our desire is to encourage others, and we hope today's message encourages you. We titled it, "We are a Vapor, He is Eternal," and two rather contrasting scripture verses, James 4, verse 14, and Jeremiah 10, verse 10.
You are just a vapor that appears for a little while, and then vanishes away. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God, the eternal King.
We had a wonderful church service yesterday with an extra special touch of the Lord's Spirit. A candid testimony of victory and overcoming by one of our youth who is heading off to college dovetailed into the morning's message. The testimony brought tears to many eyes, and the pastor followed with a special call to sensitivity toward the Holy Spirit's leading in each of our lives. The next several songs were so appropriate in focusing praise to God, and the congregation sang out with heartfelt enthusiasm. The praise team and congregation were visibly moved as the Spirit was working within our hearts. As we were being seated, the pastor commented, "Our praise team's enthusiasm this morning is not a result of their eating Wheaties, but is the moving of the Holy Spirit."
One of the songs, "Be Unto Your Name," especially moved us into grateful worship toward God. The following stanza transformed my heart as I contemplated God's perspective of time in contrast to a finite, earthbound way of regulating time. The words are, "We are a moment, you are forever. Lord of the ages, God before time. We are a vapor, you are eternal. Love everlasting, reigning on high."
I suppose the one line that stayed with me, even through this writing, is that line, "We are a vapor, you are eternal." Lynn DeShazo and Gary Sadler, authors of this song, share their thoughts about writing. "We started talking about how fragile and temporary life is, that it's just a vapor or a moment, and how our lives pass so quickly, and yet God's life goes on and on forever. Just opposed against the vastness and eternity of God, all that we could say in the chorus of the song we wrote is what anyone would say when faced with that reality. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." It seemed to echo a heart expression of every believer, all humility and reverence in the light of one so great. I end the quote there.
James writes of this in the first daily text. "You are just a vapor that appears for a little while, and then vanishes away." Based upon our present comprehension of time, this may be hard to grasp, although I notice Stephen and I both talk about this a lot. As we're edging along in the life cycle, time seems to move a lot faster. A good way to seek another perspective of how quickly time flees is a walk through a cemetery. We have one about a third of a mile up the road. A slow, thoughtful walk through examining the markers reminds you that life is indeed a vapor. We're so blessed to see expressions of faith on some of the markers and the reminder of the eternal dimension.
What a great assurance the short statement that comprises our second daily verse must have given Jeremiah, and I pray will also give us today. I quote again, "But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God, the eternal King." Three words describe the immutable God of the universe in this verse: true, living, and eternal.
Consider each of these bedrock adjectives in light of the shifting sands of the world's value system. They are just as valid in describing God today as they were 2,600 years ago. For God does not change. They describe the one who said, "I am the God of." The present tense is always necessary in describing the true, living, and eternal God. He always is.
The song we noted in the earlier part of the message goes on to proclaim in the chorus, "Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Highest praises, honor, and glory be unto your name. Be unto your name."
Let's pray. Eternal God, faithful throughout the ages, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. Great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the ages. How grateful we are for all your works and for your redemptive love that saves us from our sins. Amen.
Amen. We hope today's message has been encouraging to you. We welcome you to visit our website today at www.dailyencouragement.net. I do have that song up as a link to a fairly full version of it I found on the web, as well as another song we sang yesterday. Also have several photos up on the web kind of reminding us of God's grace and glory. Have several photos taken of a garden tour Brooksine and I took on Saturday, as well as some of the people in our lives that we regularly place up, and ordinary people overcoming the issues of life that we hope will encourage you as you read their stories. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. If you go on the message the 27th of August, it'll be right there on the main webpage. Otherwise, just go back in the archives to the message dated August 27th. Well, have a blessed an encouraging day today, and remember that our God is eternal.